It's been nearly 4 months since the Newtown, Connecticut shooting that claimed the lives of 20 children and 7 faculty members. At the onset of the tragedy, almost 60% of America was in favor of more stringent gun laws. Less than 1 in every 10 wanted the laws to be relaxed in any way. But a recent CBS News poll suggests that in the 4 months since the massacre, the number of Americans wanting stricter gun laws has gone down by 10%, while the number of people wanting less regulation has gone up. And in a southern state like Florida, it's a statistical dead heat. Half want more regulation and half want to keep it the same. This has created tension in the legislature. Some lawmakers, like Senator Dwight Bullard, a Democrat from Miami, say gun laws aren't moving through committees.
What we're at is at the midway point of session and looking at the reality that very few gun control-related bills have moved or begun to move in this process.
Bullard cites several bills, all filed by Democrats and all but one filed over a month ago, that have still to even go before their first committee. Some of the bills include language on concealed weapons, background checks, and gun shows. Bullard says the urgency to act on these issues isn't political. It's about the public safety of those he represents.
In a meeting with those folks prior to session, really where the passion comes from is that these individuals say that they feel like they're living in Beirut, that they have to lock their doors by 6:30 p.m. every night, have to lay on the floors, have to avoid sitting by windows.
Bullard wants to see workshops for legislators and leadership to create better gun legislation.
Too often times we get caught up in the talking points that they're trying to take guns away from those that are law-abiding citizens. What we're simply asking for is the protection of those citizens who are victimized by gun violence in their own neighborhoods.
Other lawmakers, like Representative Cynthia Stafford, another Democrat from Miami, has also filed a bill but has only seen one of its 3 committee stops. She says a bill like hers, which augments the Stand Your Ground rule, needs to at least be heard in the gun policy conversation.
I'm pleased to stand with my colleague, Senator Bullard, to call on lawmakers to allow bills that deal with gun control policy that they may not necessarily agree with, but at least give us an opportunity to be heard.
Republican lawmakers have had a lot to say in the recent weeks regarding gun issues. Representative Neil Combe, a Republican from Auburndale, says he's trying to send a message to the federal government.
This memorial reminds the President and Congress of their duty to uphold the Constitution and preserve our Second Amendment right and expresses opposition to any efforts that might infringe upon that right.
Combe's bill has had more than 50 co-sponsors and has already made it to the House floor for a vote. Representative Matt Gaetz, a Republican from Shalimar, had this to say about gun rights in Florida.
In Florida, I think it's a great source of pride that we believe in the Second Amendment, that we believe that the Second Amendment makes our citizens safer.
Up to now, then, it seems the majority of the Florida legislature has adopted to stand its ground, follow the polling numbers, and opt not to make many changes to the Florida gun policy. For WFSU-FM, I'm Stephen Rodriguez.